When most of us are asked what we want, our answer is, I don't know. I know for me, I didn't know what I wanted for a very long time, but I just knew that I wanted something more or different to what I had. Humans are pretty bad at knowing and defining what we want, but deep down, we really do know. We have an internal compass that tells us what we want and how to get it. We just have to learn to listen. Today, I'm going to help you do that. In today's episode, I'm going to share 4 steps to help you figure out what you really want in life and not just what you think you want. I'm Liz Watt. Welcome or welcome back to where we talk about how to design and create a purpose-led business and life. So to want something is basically to prefer one thing over another. We want this thing, but not that thing. When we want something, it's because we feel we lack or we don't have something external to us in our life. It's not physically here for us to have or experience. And we believe or hope that when we get this thing, our needs will be fulfilled and we'll ultimately feel better. So for most people, this is an unconscious process. They have a sense of wanting or something lacking, but they're not sure what. When we become aware of our wants and start to make choices to move towards what we want and away from what we don't, we can begin to create a very different reality. When we want, we have a preference that something is in our life rather than out of it. When we don't know what we want, to continue to ask that question will keep us in that state of not knowing what we want. When we keep asking, what do I want? It's because we don't know. When we look towards what we want, we're guessing. It's because it's full of infinite possibilities we have not yet experienced. It's any possibility. So we decide we want things or experiences that we think we should want or maybe we'll want or we hope we want. We decide, say, we want money, houses, things and stuff, and we start to move towards it. But when we get there, we realize we don't want them anymore and perhaps never did. We want what we think we will have or feel when we get them. So instead of looking outwards towards all the infinite and unknown possibilities of what we might want, we need to flip this and look the other way. You need to look within, not without. You need to start with yourself and what you already know and look for clues there. First step is to start with what you don't want. So to help you with this process, there's a link to a workbook in the description that you can print out straight away. So make a list of all the things you're currently experiencing in your life that you don't like, don't want, or want less of. And then think back over the past to things that you've had or experienced that you definitely didn't want. And maybe they're already out of your life, but you definitely don't want them back. So another thing to consider is when you're jealous or envious of someone because you think they have something you don't have. This could give you some clues as to things you think are missing in your life. So consider all areas of your life, including physical, emotional, and mental health, your work, business, relationships, hobbies, spirituality, finances, and your general quality of life. So you could look at your whole life and then group the things that you don't want into different areas. Or you can focus just on one area of life, such as money or work or a relationship, or just a few areas of life at a time. So in this process, try to push through at least 2 blank points to help you go deeper. Then for each thing you don't want, identify why you don't want it. Continue to ask why this is a problem and how it makes you feel. So for example, just say you work in a job you don't like. When we ask why you don't like it, it could be because you're doing a lot of unpaid overtime. So why is that a problem? Because you have no time for anyone or anything else. Why? Because you're tired. And how does this make you feel? Exhausted, drained, exploited, and undervalued. So try to get to the root of why you don't want it and how it makes you feel. Second step is to then define the opposite. Once you've got a list of the things you don't want, you can start to identify the opposite or what you would want instead. So consider the things you want to have or experience and the feelings or emotions that they're going to bring you. So the opposite might not literally be the total opposite. So for example, if you're overweight, you might not want to be underweight, but instead you want to be healthy, flexible, and energetic. Being overweight might make you feel self-conscious and you want to feel energized and confident. So start to look at the qualities, characteristics, and essence of the things that'll make you feel happy and good. Another example, if someone you know has a job they love and you want the same, figure out the qualities you feel that they have that are lacking for you. Perhaps you have a boss that micromanages and you feel really restricted. It could be that this friend works 4 days a week, they do no overtime, and they're trusted to just do the work in a way that works for them. So what you might want is a flexible work schedule with no overtime. What you want to feel feel in your work is free, empowered, and trusted. It's not that having exactly their job would make you happy. It's that their job has certain qualities that you feel your job lacks. Instead of just focusing on the physical things you think you want, focus on the end goal. Focus on how you want to feel. Be careful not to drop back into a sense of wanting or lack as you'll continue to create wanting and lack. Instead, begin to imagine what it feels like now to have everything you currently want. Focus on being the emotional state your wants will bring you when you have them. Focus on being happy now. Now that we've got a list of not wants and wants, the third step is to prioritize and align. So if you did this exercise focusing on one area of life, then you have something clear to start to work towards. If you looked at your entire life, there could be a whole list of things that you want to change, which can be a bit overwhelming. So if you haven't already, reorganize your wants into the categories. And as you wrap up your list of what you want, focus on how you want to feel overall and what it feels like to be happy. Do one final review and really make sure that all the wants on your list are going to make you feel the way you want to feel. If they're not, then get rid of them. So then consider your top two or three wants or things to focus on. For most of us, this is likely to possibly include health, relationships, or finances. But maybe those things are okay and there's other areas of your life you want to work on. Now that you know what you want, you can start moving away from what you don't want and towards what you do, because you know how it's going to make you feel. So how do we do that? Final step is to get out of wanting. So this last piece of advice may be a little counterintuitive. Most of us would be tempted at this point to set a plan into action and start to make things happen so we can get what we think we want and what we think it looks like. However, from a broader perspective, we live in an energetic universe. We create things externally from the same energetic state we hold internally. So if we're internally in a state of wanting, we're in a state of belief that we don't have something. We're in a state of lack internally. If we remain in this state, we'll create the same thing externally, and we're just going to stay in wanting. So to get what we want now, we must get out of wanting. We attract what we feel. If we focus on feeling the end state and what we think our wants are going to give us, the happiness or other emotions we want to feel, this is the energetic vibration we'll hold internally and project externally and then receive back. Instead of having to work and force these things to happen, we must learn to trust the energetic laws of the universe. To do this, we can start to visualize and feel what it is like to know what we want and to have it. So even if you don't know how you're going to get it, start to imagine and practice being in a state of having rather than wanting. Your emotions are a compass that'll keep you on track. So when you feel good, you know you're moving towards what you want. And when you feel bad, you're moving away. Start to become aware of how you feel in response to your external environment. Focus on what it feels like to be happy and keep moving towards that. Follow your emotions towards happiness and the path will reveal itself, because you'll just be attracting things of that same vibration of happiness. So if you haven't already, make sure you download the workbook that goes with this episode. The link's in the description. If you found this helpful, then make sure you hit like and subscribe and check out some of the episodes shown here. Thank you for watching. I'll see you in the next episode. Until then, take care and have a fabulous day.